Tonight's Chosen Notes teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 1-0 overall and host Eastern Illinois on Saturday, a 2:30 game to appear on the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Scott. Good afternoon. Good
afternoon, Coach. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Sticking with tradition, let's go to questions, please.
Questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Pat, I was doing a little piece on quarterback depth around the Big Ten. Obviously, your guy came in for Persa and did a great job. And, you know, Purdue had a backup come in, and there's other cases of where more than one quarterback played this week. I guess, could you just assess a little bit the depth around the league at quarterback, if it may be a little deeper than maybe it has been in past years? And just if younger guys come in maybe more ready to play than they used to.
Well, you know, I can't speak for all the other coaches. We've kind of been in our bunkers here for the last month or so. But, you know, I know how we try to build our program here, and that's to, you know, just recruit the best talent that we possibly can and stack talent on top of talent. And especially the quarterback position, you know, typically you're only playing one of those guys. Maybe you'll get in a little wildcat package to get another young man involved. But there's great quarterbacks in this conference. And you know, I saw some of the highlights of Taylor out in Nebraska. He looked just spectacular. Nathan down in Champaign has been an outstanding quarterback, in my opinion, since early last year, and he just, again, lit it up. And Kirk, you can go across the board. I mean, I'm going to skip a bunch of guys. Now I watched Wilson play on Thursday, you know, last week, and he was spectacular. And there's a lot of great quarterbacks in this conference. There's no doubt about that. Well, you know, the one thing that I think that stands out to me is the coaching. You know, there's great quarterback coaching in this conference. You know, you look at our situation here, I believe Mick McCall is the best quarterback coach in the country. I'm a little biased, but you look at the run of quarterbacks that he's developed going back to his time at Bowling Green, and it's pretty special.
Do you think guys are more ready to play at a younger age than they used to?
Well, there's definitely more people making money off them as kids, yeah. I mean, all these guys, there's all these quarterback gurus all over the country telling each mom and dad that, hey, if you send your kid to me as an eighth grader or fourth grader, he's going to be the next John Elway or Mike Kafka or whatever, and, you know, Peyton Manning or, you know, Tom Brady. I mean, shoot, I guess, yeah, but I'm a little bit of a different school. I like seeing kids that play three sports and not just specialize when they come out of the womb.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Nielsen with the Charleston Times.
Hello, Pat. Could you give some of your impressions of Eastern Illinois and were there some players that on their team that maybe you were recruiting initially or for some time that you are familiar with?
Yeah, Brian. Well, number one, Brian, I watched the game live on TV when they played ISU and then had a chance now over since Sunday to take a hard look at not only that game, but then we went back and did our summer study. And, you know, number one, this team plays with great passion. They're very physical. You know, and they're playing for a cause. You can tell they're playing for a championship, and they're also playing for Coach Spoo. And that to me, is something when you have that kind of chemistry is special. Yeah, I mean, we know Jimmy Garoppolo very well. You know, he's a very dynamic quarterback, you know, 25 of 34 for 304 against – you know, box back, led defense. That's pretty impressive to me, to say the least. I mean, it, you know, it starts and ends with him on offense. You know, Chris Wright's right down the street from Niles West. My wife taught there. You know, a bunch of these young people that are from the Midwest footprint, we've got a really good idea who they are and what they were able to be in high school. And then on defense, I was really impressed. Nick Martinez made some big plays in the second half. You know, their secondary is very, very aggressive, very physical. You know, Gordy Kuechels is a young man that we've looked at very hard. And same thing with Taylor from IC. And then Corey Lehman. I thought we were done with the Lehmans when Jay kicked our butt a bunch, you know. And now here comes Corey up front, you know, the young man from Bolingbrook, Holiday, and Wirtz from Andrew in my backyard. I mean, we know about all these guys, and they're great football players. And like I said, it's going to be a great challenge for us. And we need to improve from the way we played last Saturday.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Pat, I was wondering what your assessment was for the running game just coming out of the opener.
Well, you know, I thought we were pretty efficient. You know, to us, it's a lot less about yards and it's more about being efficient. I thought our O-line controlled the line of scrimmage. And that was one of our goals going into the season, and also obviously in the micro last week, facing, you know, 2010, the number one rush defense in the country, and we gave up less than 90 yards a game, and to put over 200 on them, you know, I think was a bold statement to start the year, but it's over, and we still think we left about 200 yards out there. We missed some blocks. We took some wrong aiming points in the backfield. We did not finish. We got a bad holding call on the perimeter in the red zone. We had a lot of self-inflicted wounds that cost ourselves from a big game. And no disrespect to our opponent, but it shouldn't have been a one-score game in our opinion. And they probably feel like they should have won. That's what's so great about football. But we got a lot of work to do, Adam. And I thought we had a good start to the week today.
And just your evaluation of Mike Trumpy and also how he looked. Was he able to do anything today in practice?
Well, I'm not going to talk to you about injuries until Thursday. You know that. So I hate to be coy, I guess, is what I've been called. So I guess I'm a coy dog again today. But Michael's feeling better today than he did on Sunday. And, you know, like I said in my press conference on Monday, any guy that didn't finish the game will list his day-to-day, and I'll give you my update on Thursday. But I thought Mike, you know, ran pretty hard. He's got to take care of the football better. And if he does that, then, you know, he's got a chance to have a special year. If he doesn't, he'll spend a lot of time standing next to me, and, you know, he's got to take care of the football better.
Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Lionel Lee Bartnett with Omaha World Herald.
Fitz, which four teams do you want the Big Ten to pick up when all heck breaks loose with all this realignment stuff?
Hey, Lee, it's great to talk to you. Hope everything's great in Nebraska, and I'm not smart enough to answer that question.
As a head coach in college football, though, I mean, is that something you got to look at and think about, you know, where this thing's going?
I wish I had time. I can't follow everything what's going on. I know the Big Ten is in great standing. I'm not worried about anything negative happening to our conference, and that's because of great leadership by Commissioner Delaney and his staff and our great presidents, chancellors, and ADs. I mean, I believe we set ourselves apart as a conference. To be in a position to do what's best for the conference and not be in panic mode. And, you know, you look at some of these other conferences, just some of the stuff that I have had a chance to read Friday on the plane, it looks like some people are panicking. And not only they might lose some people, but they're trying to add people to make the brand stronger because it's not strong enough right now. So I think we're in a good position.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Neff with WBNS Radio.
Yeah, hey, Coach, do you get a sense that for Eastern Illinois, this is maybe one of the bigger games on their schedule with an in-state opponent, a BCS conference school, and how do you handle that?
Yeah, Adam, I definitely do. And you know, you look back to last week, and that was their in-state rival in ISU, and it was as passionate of a football game as I've watched, not only TV live, but then also watching it on the coach's copy. I mean, from the minute that ball went in the air, there was a purpose to the Panthers, and Coach Spoo has done a great job. He's a St. Rita graduate, Hall of Famer here in the Catholic League. He coached Loyola Academy right down the street here from us, and he's been there for 25 years, and he's the all-time winningest coach of the IU for a reason. He's a giant in our profession, and there's no doubt we're going to get their best shot. And, you know, around here, though, if it's Eastern Illinois or Boston College the week before or Army next week, going all the way to Coach D'Antonio's great team in East Lansing at the end of the year, we focus on ourselves. And we did not play very well last Saturday. We found a way to win, which is encouraging, but we did not play the way we're capable of. And, you know, our young men took that to heart. They came here on Monday with a tremendous attitude, their ears open, their eyes open, and a willingness to learn. And we went out today and practiced this morning and tried to do something about it. So it's no disrespect to the people that we play, but it's all about us, and we've got to work consistently to improve. And first day of our prep, you know, this week was pretty solid today to start.
Your next question comes from the line of Jack McCarthy with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Last week you talked about Dan Persis' recovery being a rather long process.
Right.
Is there a worry in the back of your mind that he may not be back for quite some time?
No, not really, Jack. Not at all. No, I look at it the other way around. I think, you know, like especially today, you know, I look back to last Monday. Danny ran probably 10 times or 20 times more today than he did last Monday. So he's really close. But at the end of the day, we're going to err on the side of his health, safety, and well-being. And like I said, he's day-to-day. I can't I know I'm getting all kinds of grief because I'm trying to be coy. But
yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm trying to give you guys my honest opinion and where things are at, but I'm not a doctor and just trying to predict where things might be.
In a best case scenario, though, would he be ready for the Big Ten for the conference season potentially? Or
well, for selfishly as a competitor, the best case scenario he'll be ready this weekend. You know, I want him to play in the worst way for him. I mean, there's no young person that's worked harder than him in his rehab, and it's a 12 to 14 month rehab, and we're sitting here at 10 months and change. You know, and he's ahead of schedule, but it's just not quite there yet. And so we're going to be smart. We're going to be patient. And the hardest aspect of this isn't on anybody but Danny. I mean, and he's handled it incredibly well. I'm not sure if you saw our game, Jack, but he was in Kane's ear. He was unbelievable on the boundary. And as a captain and as a leader and the guy that wants to be out there helping our team find a way to win, to see him act that way, that kind of attitude and maturity is pretty special.
Will Coulter be your guy this week then?
Again, it's day-to-day, and if Danny can go, then Danny will start. If Danny can't go, it'll be Kane.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you bet, Jack.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, buddy. Go Cats. Bye-bye.